All right. Got time for one more bit. Let's wrap it up with an encore, Lawman. What you're listening to is the Shrieker Bowl here at Classic Rock 94.7. You listen to say, gee, the grease sounds funny. Well, it did sound like I kind of needed a high colonic back in those days, but, well, I wasn't at peace with myself. You can hear some of the stress as a man grapples with the world around him. As we look at an old lawman.
Ooh. All right, there's that music again. The music that never fails to make me wonder what it must be like to strap on again, to pin on a badge, and become a lawman. Squad car, flexing your pet. When a call comes over the radio, robbery in progress. The adrenaline shoots through your veins as you hit the blue light and siren, put the pedal to the metal and do an immediate 360-degree turn just to let everybody know that there's a cop on his way. Ah! You pull up a bit to scene, and there's two lawmen crouching down behind their squad car, firing into a supermarket where a couple of thugs have been trying to hold it up. You go crawling on your belly over to them. You say, all right, boys, what we got here? They say, well, we got a couple of creeps trying to rob that grocery store in there, and they want to negotiate. You look at them and you nearly heave your guts up. You say, lawmen don't negotiate with maggots. Out of my way! And you climb into their patrol car, you hit the pedal of the metal, and you drive right through the front of the store. Blam! Glass flies everywhere. Cat litter flies up into the air. As you swing your 12-gauge across your lap and start slinging lead while you sing this song. Every time it rains, buckshot from heaven. You see one of the creepos trying to round the corner into the frozen food section? Blam! 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 You riddle him full of gopher holes as he falls into the TV dinners. You figure, what the hell? The blood will freeze and he'll keep for a while, so he'll be all right. And you start looking for the other maggot. Yeah, you get out. You love it. It reminds you of World War II and all the fun you had back in the jungles of Burma. You sling another round into the chamber and cautiously you go around the supermarket. You can find the creep because you're loving it and you can smell his stink of fear. You're around the corner and there he is. He sees you. 6'3", 243 pounds, holding your chrome-plated 870. He says, "Officer, I surrender!" He drops his gun and you're holding the gun at your waist when suddenly, blam! You cut him down anyway and say to yourself, damn, I'm going to have to get that slippery trigger fixed one of these old days. Then you calmly walk around to the houseware section, get yourself a couple of Glad trash bags, and you put both of them in there and tie the knot with a handy fold on top. And then you throw them in your trunk and take them down to the jail. You have them over your back. You're whistling a happy tune, and you hand them both to the jailer. He says, these are just a couple of stiffs. A couple of rotting stiffs. What do you want me to do with them? You sneer as you say, bury them.
I'm a social drinker. Very social.
It's the best of Grease. Classic Rock, 94.7.